Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Wow, man, you make it do so many different things. But you've been at it quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was a kid. You know, I was born and raised in Hawaii, and my mom played. So when I first started out, it was, you know, just the traditional chords and strumming like this. It sounded something like... And that's all I played. And for those of you that play the ukulele, with those three chords, you can play about 300 traditional Hawaiian songs. So that's all I needed to know in the beginning, you know. Mm-hmm.
But you've obviously made it stand apart. I know one of the ways you got famous was through YouTube, like 12 million views of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So somebody was filming you? Well, how did this start?
So about 7 years ago, I happened to be in New York City, and there's a television show there called Ukulele Disco. It's a local TV show that features ukulele players. And so while I was in town, one of the producers of the show, he heard that I was in town and he really liked my stuff. So he contacted me and said, "Hey, you know, we got this ukulele show here in New York, and we'd love for you to be on," you know. So I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, that's great." And they took me out to Central Park and interviewed me. We did a quick interview, and then they had me play a song. And at the time, you know, I'm a big George Harrison fan, so at the time I was working on my favorite George Harrison piece, which was While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And so I played it, you know, and they filmed it. And then about a week later, it aired on television, you know, on one of the local stations there. And then I went back home to Hawaii, and I didn't, you know, think much about it. And then a few months later, I started getting emails from friends of mine that were going to school on the mainland, and they were saying, "Hey, there's a video clip circulating our campus of you playing the ukulele." And I thought, "What?" Because back then YouTube had just started out, and you know, this was about 7 years ago, and it wasn't, you couldn't really, the concept of emailing a video to someone, you know, was just, I mean, you really had to know what you were doing if you were going to send someone a video through email. But they said, "Yeah, I'll forward it to you." And they sent me this email, and there was a link, and I clicked on the link, and sure enough, you know, it popped up, and I thought, "Oh, this is from that New York show." And in a matter of weeks, you know, it just got millions and millions of views from people. And then I started getting calls from different artists, you know, to open for them or tour with them or record with them. And now in the last few years, you know, I've been able to collaborate with people like Jimmy Buffett, Yo-Yo Ma, Bette Midler, Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. You know, just it's been an incredible journey, and I still get people, you know, people still come up to me now and they'll tell me, "Hey, I just discovered this video of you playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps." And so it's still being, you know, passed around, and it's great. I mean, I guess I was just lucky, you know, in the right place at the right time.
Jimmy Buffett was one of the first chances you got to go out on the road in part of his band. In fact, I talked to you way back when, I think it was 06. Was it 06 you were out with Jimmy, or sometime around in there?
Yeah, it must have been around that time.
Yeah.
It was right after the YouTube video went viral.
Now, were there any particular Buffett songs that especially lent themselves well to your instrument?
Well, I mean, I grew up listening to Jimmy Buffett, you know, growing up in Hawaii, and, you know, so I was very familiar with his music. And in fact, there were a lot of musicians in Hawaii that would cover Jimmy Buffett tunes. And there were actually a couple of songs, like, for example, Changes in Latitude. I didn't know that was a Jimmy Buffett song. There's a band, when I was in high school, there was a band called the Kaʻau Crater Boys from Hawaii. They're a local band, and they played that song. They recorded that on one of their albums. And for the longest, I always thought it was a Kaʻau Crater Boys song. So when I went out on the road with Jimmy, you know, and he started playing Changes in Latitude, I thought, "Wait, is he covering a Kaʻau Crater Boys song, or what's going on here?" But it was the first tour I went out with Jimmy. It was the Salty Piece of Land tour, And it was amazing because I had never played in front of that many people before. I mean, I was so nervous, and I remember that one of the first shows we did together on the mainland was Pittsburgh. We played Pirate Stadium, and I remember he looked over at me and he said, "Hey, I want you to go out today, and I want you to go out in front of the before we start, I want you to go out and I want you to just play the national anthem for everyone, you know, before we start the show. I think that'll just knock everyone's socks off." And I looked at him and I was like, "By myself?" He said, "Yeah, just go, you know, don't worry about it. Just go. You'll be fine. You'll be fine." Man, I remember when I stepped out on that stage, I had to lock my knees, because if I were to bend my legs just a little bit, my knees were just trembling. I mean, they would just tremble, and it was one of the scariest things I ever had to do. But it was incredible. He really kind of took me under his wing and helped me along. So.